We're going to hear from God's Word now, and we're starting a new sermon series this morning on the subject of wisdom. So we're going to hear from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. So I'm hoping so. Okay. Let's hear God's Word together.
Proverbs, chapter 1. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. This proverb will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. By exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the word of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise the wisdom and discipline. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you. At the start of our service this morning, we sang that great hymn, Amazing Grace. And verse 2 of that hymn says, it was grace, or 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. The writer of that hymn, John Newton, must have gone through some experience where he got to a point in his life where he really learned what it meant to fear God. And then having got to that point, he realized that he didn't need to be afraid. Grace, he said, this was a good thing. Taught me to fear, and then that fear was relieved. Second song today, Giant of Faith, has a line in it that's saying, I don't need to be afraid, I don't need to run and hide. Often when we are afraid, we want to hide. I think many of us in church will know about that today. Maybe there are weeks that you would rather hide away at home rather than come to church. And maybe there are situations in your life that you would rather hide from than engage. When we feel afraid, we often want to hang back and let other people do the work. When we are being taught the fear of the Lord, when we learn what it means to fear Him, God does not do it to make us run away from Him and hide. God does it, as was said in that hymn of Amazing Grace. He does it so that we can learn to fear Him. And then that fear can be relieved. You know, if you talk to mature Christians, they won't spend their whole lives talking about how afraid they are of God. But if you listen to their stories, you will often find that they have been through times in their life when they really did know what it was to fear God. And although that was a difficult experience, it was actually a very healthy one that God wanted to lead them through. There's lots of examples of this in the Bible. I think of Peter. One day, Peter is fishing. Jesus, he's not caught any fish all night. Jesus tells him to try once more. There is this massive catch of fish. And Peter is terrified. Suddenly he is scared of Jesus and he says to the Lord, go away from me, Lord, I'm sinful. And Jesus says to him, don't be afraid. From now on you're going to be catching Peter. Or think of the disciples after Jesus calms the storm. There is this incredible raging storm around them. They're in this boat, they're scared for their lives. And then Jesus speaks a word. And the storm is calmed, but the disciples are full of fear because they are looking at Jesus and they realize just how frightening Jesus appears to be. And again, Jesus tells them not to be afraid, and Jesus draws them close. This experience of understanding something about the fear of God is scary, But it's not scary because God wants to push us away. It's scary because God wants us to see just how wonderful, how strong, and how powerful he is. And he wants to draw us close. When Adam and Eve were afraid, they ran from God. But the Lord saw that they were hiding, and he went, and he found them, and he spoke to them. Proverbs says, well, it says a couple of things about the fear of the Lord. It says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's in Proverbs chapter 9. It also says in chapter 1, the translation we read put it slightly differently. It says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you want to know about God, if you want to know about God's wisdom, it is in the fear of the Lord that we will best start. Many years ago, I remember going to Alton Towers. Anybody here been to Alton Towers? Yeah? There's a ride there called Oblivion. Who's done Oblivion? Not as many hands as went up the first time. Okay, I arrived at Alton Towers. I was determined that I was going to be brave. And then I saw Oblivion. Now, for those of you who don't know, Oblivion at first glance, it looks like a roller coaster. But basically, it is just one big drop. Now, the way it works, this will really encourage you to do it, is you go into this roller coaster sort of type harness thing, and then it goes up, and it gets to the top, and you are given the instruction that no human being can possibly obey. Don't look down. It is not possible to obey that instruction at that moment. You can't do it. And you look down and you realize that you're not just doing the drop that you thought you were doing, but there's this deep tunnel. And you are going to drop right into that tunnel. Some of us are remembering this bit. I actually discovered, nerdy person that I can be sometimes, the reason for that is that they couldn't get planning permission to put it as high as they wanted to get it. So they made the tunnel so they could actually get the drop that they wanted the ride to be. So you're up at the top. And as you're going up there, I don't know what you'd be thinking, but I was thinking, no point in getting scared now because you are going whether or not you want to. So it says, don't look down. And then they hold you. If my memory's right, it was about 2 or 3 seconds. And then suddenly, whoosh, down to the bottom. The ride is over in a matter of seconds. And you come back and you think, I want to do that again. That was so exhilarating. That was just so wonderful. Well, I'm not saying that the fear of God is exactly like that. But actually, what we fear could be one of the most exhilarating rides that there could ever be. God calling us into something utterly wonderful. And I think, you know, when we talk about theme park rides, that actually the fear that we feel before we do them is actually part of the ride. It's part of the excitement of doing it. There'd be no story to tell if we didn't find it scary. And God calls us and he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And he says to us, come, get to know me. You know, people at the empty tomb, or the disciples when they met Jesus after the resurrection, they were terrified. Peter, when he sees Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, where he gets a glimpse of Jesus in all his glory, is so frightened that he just starts talking complete gibberish. But the voice comes again and again. Do not be afraid. God does not want us to live all our lives feeling scared. but he wants us to understand who he is. And the way to understanding who he is can often be through fear. Now, I'm not suggesting for one minute that we should all go out to be afraid, but what I'm trying to do is to describe a bit of an experience that Christians often have. There have been times in my Christian life where I've just felt utterly scared of God. I don't say I feel scared about God today, but I've been there. So at the start of this book of Proverbs, it's saying to us, you want to be wise, you want to learn how to live. Well, this is what the journey looks like. I want to read a few verses from Proverbs 2 as well. Can we put them up on the screen, please? This is an instruction in terms of us getting wisdom. My child, listen to what I say. Treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom. Concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight. Ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. So my hope is that those of us who are here this morning, that we will want to say to the Lord today, Lord, I want to know your wisdom. I want to learn what it means to be somebody who's beginning to grasp the wisdom of God, because God wants us to know his wisdom. And one of the things about being wise is that we will learn properly what it means to fear God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It says in Proverbs chapter 1, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. When we start talking about Jesus, we discover a depth of wisdom that cannot be found anywhere else. Why study scripture? Because they point us to Jesus, and there we learn what it means to be wise. Romans chapter 11, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Christ, according to 1 Corinthians, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ Jesus is for us wisdom from God, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. According to the letter to the Ephesians, God has lavished his grace on us with all wisdom and all understanding. And Paul prays for these people that God will give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they may know Christ better. The letter to the Ephesians also says that God wants his wisdom to be seen in the world through the church. The letter to the Colossians, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And also talks about things which appear to have wisdom, but actually don't. Behind that wisdom, the God who is utterly wise. So the book of Proverbs is urging us to seek wisdom. It's urging us to make that a priority in our lives. And it starts by talking about that gateway to wisdom, that we should understand the fear of the Lord. Can we put the quote from the letter of James up, please? I love this verse. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, or as it says in some translations, he will give without finding fault. And my guess is that for many of us today, there are things in our lives that we need wisdom for. There are aspects of our life where it would help us considerably if we could get God's angle on it. So what I want you to do today, if you want to do this, is to say to the Lord, Lord, I want to learn what it means to be wise. But be prepared that in the end, wisdom is not just going to be about learning a load of stuff to do, although the book of Proverbs has got lots to say about that, but actually first realizing that it starts by understanding the fear of the Lord. The psalmist wrote, "Come, my children, I will teach you the fear of the Lord." Let me give you another illustration about fear. Sometimes down this street, people drive at ridiculous speeds. If you hang around this street, you will know that that is true. I dread to think what speed they are doing. And sometimes we get crashes on this road because people drive at ridiculous speeds. In fact, a few weeks ago, we had two on consecutive days in Mills Hill Road. And I want these people who drive at ridiculous speeds to learn a bit of fear. A fear would be good for them. I'd like them to understand that if they drive at silly speeds, they're going to crash and they're going to hurt themselves, possibly kill themselves, and maybe even kill somebody else. And I'd like them to be afraid of that. I want them to think, this is a stupid thing to do. Problem is, you don't get much chance to talk to them when they're going down the road at 60 miles an hour. And I'd like us to learn what it means to fear the Lord. I'd like us to learn that sticking to his wisdom is a really good thing to do. That if we go off from his wisdom, then we end up hurting ourselves and we end up hurting other people. And so the Lord invites us. And he says to us, I want to teach you this wisdom. Come and get to know me. Come and learn from me. You know, when we read the Bible, we're not just doing it to learn a lot of theory. We're studying it to learn about God. And once we get into that, I can't tell you what the next thing that's going to happen to any one of us is. But what I do know is that it says that the beginning of wisdom is about learning to fear God properly. It's wonderful that again and again in the scriptures, where people do begin to fear God well, that very quickly the message comes in, don't be afraid. Think of the shepherds that in the Christmas story, the angel comes to them. They see this angel and they are terrified. The old translations say they were sore afraid. They were terrified at what they saw. And straight away, the angel's saying, don't be afraid, actually. This is good news. You know, go and find out about this. Your Saviour's born today. It's incredible. But somehow, like me at Alton Towers, they had to go through that fear. Think of Paul on the Damascus Road being struck down by God and he's blind and he can't see for several days. Yeah, he learned what it means to fear the Lord. But when we go through that, when we go through that process, the end is wonderful. I want to read you a few more verses from Proverbs. This is from Proverbs chapter 9. I'm going to read them from my translation. Wisdom has built her house. She set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She sent out her servants and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. But if you are a mocker, you will suffer. So wisdom invites us today. And as we come to take bread and wine together, we see the wisdom of God in this scary scene that we act out as Jesus dies upon that cross for us. There's something deeply frightening there. And the resurrection may be even more so. But that fear is the gateway. It's the gateway to a great banquet. It's the great way to something wonderful. It's the great way to the exhilaration that says, I want to do oblivion again. So as we take communion today, say to the Lord, Lord, I want to know you. Lord, I want to understand your wisdom. And who knows where that will lead. The book of Proverbs encourages us. The letter of James encourages us. Keep on asking. And remember what James is saying. God will give wisdom without finding fault. Don't hang back. I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to run and hide. When I open my Bible, it's clear as can be that the God that I read about's with me. And I want to be a giant of faith. Oh my God, help us to walk along that road. Let's pray together. Father, we hear that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and perhaps we don't want to be made afraid. And yet experiences that start out with fear can be the most exhilarating and wonderful that we've ever experienced. Father, today we want to be wise. We want to learn. We want to learn what it means to be like Jesus. Father, thank you that you sent your Son that we might learn true wisdom, that he might live a life that defied every expectation and yet proved to be your great wisdom. Lord, teach us, we pray.